David? She asked quietly. My best friend committed suicide. It took me a second before I realized that Sutton had stopped entirely at my words. She was standing a few feet behind me. I turned around to look at her. What? Your best friend committed suicide? You never told me that. You never asked. This whole year, you were here for me through what happened with Maverick. You never pushed me. You never tried to make me feel guilty about the pain. You never tried to make me get over it. You never even had a misstep where you just said something that I'd heard a million times before and was so over. Like that stupid fucking phrase, everything happens for a reason. You never said any of that.
No, I didn't.
Why did you never tell me?
I didn't want your pain to be about me.
All the tension left her body. Really?
Everyone grieves differently. Everyone's pain is different. I could be here for you, but I couldn't console you. Because no one could console me when Holly took her own life. They could be there for me, but nothing could change what happened. No one else's stories made me feel better.
Exactly, Sutton said.
She reached out and tenderly, deliberately touched my arm.
Tell me what happened.
My throat closed up at the thought of talking about Holly. I'd told the story before. It had been nearly 15 years before, and still, it choked me up. It was a week before school got out, our sophomore year of high school. Nothing was wrong. Holly had always been dark. Like she saw the world as bleak. But I'd known her my entire life. When it looked bad, she always got help. Then suddenly, it was as if everything was finally better. She was really doing well in school. She had all these plans for summer break, and she'd finally gotten her first boyfriend. Then I got a call from Holly in class. She'd skipped that day, but it wasn't out of the norm. I didn't answer. An hour later, her mom found her with a bullet between her forehead and blood down her white walls.